在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Unit 100, No Way to Win. Daphne relished at the news she was about to tell. I hate telling you this, she said, but it's better to hear it from me than from anyone else.She sipped her wine and gazed over the crowded racetrack where horses were lining up for the next event. So, what's the big announcement? Asked Myra impatiently. Come on, spit it out. Daphne, refusing to be hurried, sipped more champagne, glanced at her race book, then stated, Your Noel is having an affair. He wouldn't have the nerve, Myra laughed. He lives on my money.She's a stunning redhead with a size 10 figure, continued Daphne, fixing her eyes on her plump friend's plain face. I've seen them lunching together and driving in that sports car you gave him for his last birthday. Myra glanced over at her husband, who was staring across at the results of the last race. His black curly hair, which always needed combing,gave a raffish look to his handsome suntanned face, and he wore with style the Italian suits which she paid for. Naturally, women were attracted to him, but when she settled his large gambling debts at the time of their marriage, she had made him aware of his side of the bargain. "Obviously you don't believe me," sniffed Daphne. "He's been a bit difficult," Myra admitted.Complaining about doing housework while my cleaning woman's on holidays. I'm certainly not doing it. Listen to me, her friend advised. Put yourself out to please him for a change. He couldn't afford an affair, stated Myra emphatically. I make him account for every dollar of his allowance. He's got no money. But that was where she was wrong.Noel stared in disbelief at the ticket in his hand. Yet again he looked at the numbers on display. Once more he checked them, and they were the same. He had won, and it had paid well. Certainly it was not a fortune, but it was enough to escape from Myra and take Cheryl with him. He folded the ticket carefully and placed it in his shirt pocket. Looking sad,He walked up to where his wife was chatting to that old bag, whom he felt sure had spotted him lunching with Cheryl. Probably she'd told Myra something, and there'd be a scene at home.
I didn't win a penny all day,
he said miserably. The women, who were winning a little, sympathized with him. That night, Myra was unusually quiet while Noel prepared dinner.As he cooked in the kitchen, he wondered where he could hide the ticket. His wife had an uncanny habit of finding things. Perhaps he could slip out in the morning and give it to Cheryl to mind. But she'd been a little unfriendly since he'd borrowed money from her and not paid it back. All that would change when she heard his news. Better to trust no one, he decided, tucking the ticket in his shirt pocket.I'm going to bed early, Myra announced shortly after dinner. Got things to do tomorrow. Noel bent down to kiss her cheek, then settled down to watch television. As soon as she was asleep, he'd ring Cheryl and make plans. Only the Sunday to get through, he thought, then pack the minute Myra left for bridge on Monday morning. He knew where she had hidden his passport. Cheryl could wait in the car,while he collected his winnings. There was no point in letting her know exactly how much it was. It was a pity he couldn't sell the car, because it was worth a lot, but it was registered in his wife's name. Mean cow, he thought angrily, but he would soon be rid of her. When he rang Cheryl, however, there was no answer. Somehow he'd get in touch with her in the morning.He reviewed his plans yet again, until, finally exhausted by excitement, he went to bed and slept soundly. A bump on the bed woke Noel suddenly. Sunlight flooded the room. "Surprise! Surprise!" cried Myra, setting a tray with cups and saucers on the bedside table. The new me made morning tea for a change. Did some toast and marmalade, too. Noel mumbled astonished thanks. "I'm going to do a lot around the house," said Myra. "Might help me lose some weight." Noel looked at her warily. Usually she stayed in her kimono until after breakfast, but she was dressed and her face made up. "I'm going to up your allowance by $50, she smiled.
"But why?"
he began. Then he heard a whirring noise, which was somehow familiar. Instantly he threw back the bedclothes and raced to the laundry. His clothes spun rapidly in the washing machine. Horrified, he switched it off, pulled out his shirt, and saw the tiny bits of paper. "Did you leave something in your pocket?" asked his concerned wife, who had followed him to the laundry. Later that morning, Noel stared desolately out the window. The operator had informed him that Cheryl's phone was disconnected. Upstairs in her bedroom, Myra looked at the race ticket. She'd checked the prize money in the Sunday paper and was surprised at the large amount. Then she smiled, remembering how her husband had fallen for her trick of putting the scraps of paper in his pocket. It was a nice windfall that would more than cover the increase in Noel's allowance. She decided to buy her best friend, Daphne, a bottle of her favorite red, provided she saw it somewhere on special.